A Jewish Journal article. Can American Jews build an Iron Dome against anti-Semitism? A decade ago, when Adam Milstein told people the ugly monster of anti-Semitism was on its way to America and would unleash violence against Jews, most people didn't believe him. Milstein, an Israeli-American businessman, philanthropist and activist who served for the IDF in the 1973 Yom Kippur War, believes there are no easy answers to the question of how to combat anti-Semitism and the demonization of Israel. In the sea of Jew hatred, where a rant from a celebrity can set off a deluge, he insisted that to stay afloat, American Jewry needs all hands on deck. I was told I was an alarmist and if I would not speak about this, it would go away, Milstein said of the anti-Semitic boycott divest and sanctions movement, BDS, against Israel. Today, anti-Semitism is normal in the United States. I think anti-Semitism is a danger to America. Anti-Semites are the enemies of the American people and not just the Jewish people. We need to understand that the battle is about America. Milstein says there is no silver bullet to fight hate and argues that a number of different strategies must be used. So, 5 years ago, together with his wife Hila and a group of devoted Los Angeles-based philanthropists, he founded the Impact Forum. The Impact Forum, which has since evolved into a 501c3 nonprofit organization, convenes a network of like-minded philanthropists, coming together to empower a network of organizations whose mission is to fight anti-Semitism and support the State of Israel in the United States. The organizations in the Impact Forum network are provided with financial support, as well as other resources to improve capacity and maximize their impact. Through the Impact Forum, participating nonprofits are encouraged to collaborate with other groups that share the same mission and complement their work. If we want to defeat anti-Semitism, we can't do it alone, Milstein said. We need to have a network or an alliance of many organizations, working together, fighting on different fronts. No one organization can do it all. We need to have many organizations that are on our side and willing to join forces. On May 11, the Impact Forum Foundation will host A Night of Impact, an exclusive dinner for philanthropists in Los Angeles. The keynote speaker will be Dr. Sheila Nazarian, a Beverly Hills-based plastic surgeon. Her Netflix show, Skin Decision, Before and After, received an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Lifestyle Series. She's also an influencer who speaks out against anti-Semitism, once tweeting, "If you are silent when terrorists murder Israelis, stay silent when Israel defends itself." A panel of social media influencers will discuss questions of how best to fight anti-Semitism and establish an Iron Dome through social media. Emily Austin, an actress and model who hosts Daily Vibes with Emily Austin on Instagram Live and has more than 1.1 million Instagram followers, will participate in the panel. She was instrumental in getting the Miami Heat to recognize Holocaust Remembrance Day. She's joined by Australian actor Nathaniel Buzelich, a star of The Vampire Diaries, and Saving Zoe, with 4 million total social media followers. Although he is Christian, he has led tours in Israel and believes in the country's right to self-determination. Lizzie Savetsky, a former cast member of The Real Housewives of New York, is an influencer who prides herself on fighting against anti-Semitism. Her throngs of followers appreciate her honesty, her fearlessness, her passion for fashion and matchmaking, and she even developed a show, Bashert, for IGTV. The evening will feature presentations by Stop Anti-Semitism, a social media watchdog that holds anti-Semites accountable, and Tazpit Press Service, an Israel-based news agency which disseminates crucial news across the globe in real time. The Impact Forum Foundation has provided funding, services, and strategic guidance to about 50 organizations, including social media organizations, think tanks and others. CyberWell, a beneficiary of the Impact Forum, monitors online hate on social media, specifically cases of Jew hatred. CyberWell's findings of over 1,000 anti-Semitic tweets on Twitter were the basis of a joint letter sent by 180 organizations to Elon Musk asking him to adopt the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism for Twitter. CyberWell Chief Executive Officer Tal Cohen Montemayor gave credit to the Impact Forum. "We wouldn't have been able to get off the ground without the support of the Impact Forum," she said. Adam is a philanthropist and entrepreneur. He not only has a great understanding of what is needed but a realization that in these times, tech is powerful. He also recognizes the importance of young leadership. According to Milstein, people should not underestimate the power of social media and famous people who target Israel and Jews, including Yee, formerly known as Kanye West. Celebrities criticizing Israel have an outsized impact, and there are many people that believe everything Kanye says. The only thing that works is fighting back, together, Milstein said. There is no way to stop all attacks against the Jewish community, he said, but a coordinated effort that is strategic and diverse will result in more impact. Events such as A Night of Impact offer philanthropists an opportunity to see what impact they can make in the struggle against anti-Semitism with their funding. It is not strictly a Jewish problem, but a problem for all of America. For information about attending the event, and related inquiries, contact Orit at impactforumfoundation.org.